This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. We have a music video feature today with my guests, Tara and Yvette from the Gumdrops. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I've had them both on the show individually as Tara Druin and the EVT band. So by all means, go and check out those past episodes. But today we are here to learn about the Gumdrops. So how did you guys come together to form this band?
You want me to tell?
Yeah, you could start.
All right. Well, we have a mutual friend that introduced us, and we, you know, became friends back then. And then we're both teachers and moms, and it just made sense. I mean, we had talked about it, right, Evie? Like years ago, like forming something. And then the timing was just right with the Gumdrops. Like, we came up with the name, we started writing, and then the rest is history. I mean, we've released, what, like at least 5 or 6 songs at this point?
Lost track, but we're always working on something else.
So are you going to just release the singles, or are you guys putting the album together?
So far, we've been doing singles. We've discussed the possibility of trying to put together an album, so that may be in the future, but as of right, or an EP or something. But right now we're every time we get together, we pretty much come up with an idea for a different song. So we're always, the wheels are always turning, and then we just decide, okay, let's do this song. And then we're just, you know, kind of going with the flow whenever we get together. We're busy with, you know, our jobs and our families, so it's tough. But it seems that every single time that we manage to get together, we are able to kind of just, you know, brainstorm and come up with different ideas. So we're always have a plan for another song to be working on. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, the ideas just flow. I mean, it's very easy writing with Evie. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great outlet too, because since we do have other projects. I mean, I have Iridescence, and then, you know, my children's books, and then Evie has a band with her husband, and then a band with her girls. And so this is just such a great outlet, like both of us being educators and musicians, to come together and make songs that have positive messages for kids.
So was the Gumdrops as a name an instant winner, or did you have any other names that you batted around first?
I think there were some other candy names, like bubblegum or something. I don't know, like different thing. What, I don't remember what it was, but it's hard. You know, like whenever you see that there's a name for a band, and if you Google it, it seems like every name is taken, even when you think of, no way can this be taken. You know, this is an original idea. And then you go and you're like, what? 4 bands have that name? Oh my goodness. So.
And I think there is a Gumdrops too. Like for us, like on YouTube, if you search the Gumdrops, another band comes up, but you have to put in like the Gumdrops music and then you'll find us.
Yeah. I ran into that with my own name. I should have thought twice before just going out as Patrick Adams, because there's another like super famous, like Grammy winning producer named Patrick Adams. So if I go to Pandora, it's like his stuff mixed with mine, and YouTube, his stuff mixed with mine. And,
oh my goodness.
We couldn't be more different in the type of music that we put out. So it's interesting.
That's funny.
But yeah, definitely as far as what Tara was saying with we're always, as teachers, we're always, especially now, There's a strong emphasis on SEL in schools, social emotional learning, and trying to help kids navigate through these difficult times with bullying and this and all the internet and social media, and it's just a different time to grow up in. So we're oftentimes thinking about how these children are dealing with that and finding ways to give them positive reinforcement of different kind of songs that are for empowering them and to make them feel proud and encouraging them, motivating them, and just trying to, and that's what we pretty much do for a living as we go into work, and we see, and that's where we come up with ideas and when we're at work too, and then we have that common ground that we could discuss. And then also that we have daughters that are, well, I have two daughters and Tara has one, but they're similar in age. My older one is similar in age. So we, you know, we have a lot of things to just, and as mothers and just dealing with everything in our lives, it kind of, we just use that as a way to, I think it helps us, and it, at the same time, it's helping, we want to help others, teachers and parents and children, because we're all kind of going through these things together. So.
Yeah, no, the inspiration sounds endless with you guys. All right, well, let's talk about your song and your music video that we're going to feature today. It's called I Don't Want to Be a Movie Star. So tell us a little bit about the song first, and then anything you want to say about the video itself and how that was put together.
Well, Evie came up with the concept, and we sat down in a writing session one day, and she already had a lot of the lyrics written out and the concept, you know, so... then we worked on it melodically. I actually came up with the lyrics for the chorus. And I thought it was an awesome idea. Like, right? Talking about how, you know, you don't have to be a movie star to be important, to be special. You know, you just have to be yourself. What matters is what's inside your heart. So as long as you're yourself, you don't have to, you know, be on in a magazine or, you know, because kids these days, they like want to be a YouTuber or, you know, and that's what they aspire to.
And instead TikTok.
Of thinking like, right. Like
they're obsessed with TikTok.
Oh, I want to be TikTok famous. It's just like crazy. Like I talk to my students, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a YouTuber. And it's like, no, you know, there's so much more to aspire to. So that's why, like, yeah, the concept I thought was awesome. And I felt like we just hit it out of the park, and Evie did all the production on it. And just the recording session was awesome. But yeah, I mean, what else, Eve? Like what?
Yeah, no, that's like the same what we were saying about empowerment, and even a lot of times for women and we have a, you know, like songs like that, Dream Big, and songs that are just encouraging, motivating to say that just putting your mind to whatever it is that you want to try to become, that there are no limits, that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, but you just have to be focused and keep your head in the game and don't let others push you down. That's the, you know, the whole idea. And that you don't need to fit into like these, like we were saying about TikTok, they look on there and then they say, oh, I want to have this. Why? Oh, I saw it on TikTok. So then that everything is, the influence is just so heavy with the whole TikTok thing. And that's something that, like we said earlier, that we're all living through this. So it's tough to navigate through that. And we just want to try to bring that point out, that about people being comfortable in their own skin and proud of who they are and just being that individual, you know, unique, and it's okay. You don't have to copy others. So.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great message for the digital age.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and play the video. And for those of you listening on the podcast, enjoy the song. For those watching here on YouTube, enjoy the video. Here it is, I Don't Want to Be a Movie Star by the Gumdrops. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed either the song or the video for I Don't Want to Be a Movie Star by the Gumdrops. All right. Well, let everybody know where they can find that song and find your other music to stream, download, purchase. And how can they find and connect with you guys on social media?
We're all over on social media, so you could pretty much just look up the Gumdrops on Facebook or YouTube. We have the videos up on YouTube. We have Bandcamp, Spotify. So we're pretty much there.
Instagram.
Twitter, everything. Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, so we're all on social media. You could find us there. And we
always,
yeah, come by, say hello. We actually just keep, you know, everything up to date as far as when we have new releases, we're sharing them. And when we have shows, we have them posted on our social media. In the summer, we're going to be playing in.
Yeah, the Jones Beach Band Shell.
Which
so
is
if you're in New York and you want to come by the beach, this is such a beautiful venue and it's free. So you could just show up. It's on a Tuesday night. I'm pretty sure. I think it's August 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. Tuesday night. So we'll be playing from like 7 to 9. So
it's on a beach and it's free and they get to see you guys.
Yes.
I don't see how
just
anyone can turn that down.
Yes.
All right. Well, good to see you guys again. Good to have you on the show as the Gumdrops. And I
thank
wish you
for having us.
All the yes. success both
amazing.
As a group.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I will talk to you both again soon and thank you again for coming on.
Thanks, Patrick.
Bye. Bye, everyone.